Oh, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you again. Oh, for the joy unspeakable and full of glory that is your Son, that life, hallelujah, that lives in us. And Lord, again, my heart just expanding, Lord, in thankfulness for all the word that you have given so richly and freely. Lord, all the word throughout all these years that you have brought. Thank you for the vessels, Lord God, and the pastor that we had for years. Lord, thank you again for that stand of truth and love. Lord, we know it's just you. Thank you, Lord, that you encouraged ones, Lord, to help make the way, Lord God, that really plowed that field, Lord. And all the richness and the bounty, Lord, that we are reaping at this time. Oh, it's so wonderful. It's so powerful, Lord God. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, your love, Lord, and the joy. Oh, hallelujah. The double portion truly is ours. Lord, help us to go in and walk throughout all of it. Lord, help us not to delay or draw back. God, help us not to wait, Lord, but to move with you, to move all the way through it, Lord God, and to enjoy the riches of the glory that is in Christ. And praise God, it's in us. We give you the thanks, the praise, the glory, the honor. Oh, and all the love that is due you. Praise God in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, amen, 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 amen. Praise God. He's so good to us. Thank him, thank him, thank him. Let's open our Bibles this morning to Colossians chapter 4. How wonderful. When we're continuing on, praise God. But Colossians chapter 4, we'll begin reading from verse 1. And it says, "Masters, give unto your servants that which is just and equal, knowing that ye also have a master in heaven." And here we go. This is the emphasis this morning. "Continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us." Again, Brother Paul asking for this prayer. And again, this is to us, and this would be the same prayer, that fervent prayer of the continuing, the rejoicing, the testimony of the gospel of the mystery of Christ and his wife that would be in us. But Paul says, "With all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds, that I may make it manifest as I ought to speak." Praise God. But again, it's continue, and today in prayer. You'll find this specifically once again in Romans 12:12, to continue in prayer. Now, we have been on this journey the past few Sundays in the Word of God, examining this precious word, continue. Whether it was continue in love or continue in grace or continue in faith, today it's continue in prayer. And that word continue has such a precious meaning. It means to remain who you are. Just be. We've heard that before, haven't we? But be who God has made you. Be that life that lives in you. Don't try to become another because you can't. You're sheep. Don't try to be a dog, a giraffe, a frog. Praise God, you're sheep. Hallelujah. So here we are. He says, continue in prayer. So, hallelujah. Remain who you are. Remain a prayerful one. But there's even more in this word continue for our text today and this meaning here. Not only does it mean to remain who you are, it means to continue all the time in that place. Continue all the time in that place of prayer. And my goodness, right after that again, in verse 2, it says, "And watch in the same with thanksgiving." There's a double portion there of encouragement, brothers and sisters, because that word "watch" means to be alive and active in prayer. Hallelujah. There's an encouragement going on here brothers and sisters, and throughout the Word of God, whether it's Ephesians 6:18, where it says, praying always. 1 Thessalonians 5:17 says, prayer or pray without ceasing. You see, brothers and sisters, prayer is not just for emergencies. It's not just for emergencies. It's your life. It's your life. It's your breath. It's your heartbeat. That's how passionately you are loved by God. He doesn't want you just visiting with Him once in a while. Let me tell you something. He's a parent. He's a father. And I'll tell you what, He pursues and chastens His sons. And He wants that fellowship always, praise God, with Him. But why is this prayer so important? And I do thank the Lord that prayer is speaking with God. But brothers and sisters, there's even more in this prayer that He's speaking of here. Prayer is really confirmation of our faith. Did you know that? It's confirming to the Lord that, praise God, we believe You. It's an expression, praise God, and really the most pleasing of expressions of our faith to God. And I'm talking about the prayer, if you'll go with me over here to the book of Mark. And in chapter 11, and in verse 22, this is Jesus speaking. And in verse 22 of the 11th chapter of Mark, it says, "And Jesus answering says unto them, have faith in God. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he has saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them." So believe. So in prayer, praise God, have faith. And brothers and sisters, praise the Lord. That is the key to this prayer of faith. Is let Christ in you pray. Did you hear that? Let Christ in you pray. Who lives in you? Jesus lives in you. Galatians 2:20 is alive and well. If you've accepted Christ as Savior, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, that I died. Thank you, Lord God, that you came to live in me. Thank you, Lord, for that absolute confidence, assurance, and rest that it is your life that lives in me. Again, we say, well, I may not act like it sometimes. I may not feel like it. I might not even believe it. But it don't matter. You're not your own anymore, are you? Isn't that wonderful? See, we have been bought with the precious blood of Jesus. We're His. And I thank God today that I know that in this prayer of faith, praise the Lord, it's got to be Christ in me. That's not something I can do. It's something I'm confident that the Word of God promises that He will perform that good work which He's begun. And I'm so thankful to God that, let me tell you something, prayer in Jesus' name is always good. And I need to start checking out of this and letting this Word of God, Jesus Christ, who lives in me, reign, and stop trying to analyze and think with my mind, well, do I believe this or do I not or whatever. I've got Christ living in me. It's settled. Amen? It is settled. But praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is what this prayer is. This is Christ again in you praying. Be confident of that life that lives in you. Be bold in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ that lives in you. He even said, if ye be otherwise minded, I will make it known unto you. How faithful do you think He is? Praise God. Oh, praise God. See, that's the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous. Did you know that? It's Christ in you. It's in that new man. It's in his life. That is the life, praise God, that prays but one way. Believing. That's the life that prays one way, always pleasing to the Father. It's the life, praise God, that will pray only in and according to the Word of God. You believe it? Amen. It's the Word of God. But you see, brothers and sisters, that prayer in Jesus' name, and by the way, that's the only prayer there is. Did you know that? That's the only prayer there is. And that's the prayer in Jesus' name. But continuing in that prayer in Jesus' name is a mind that is stayed upon Him. And it's the only time when we fully realize and recognize that when we're praying in that name and are dwelling in that name, that really we are kept always in perfect peace. See, as we talked about last week, it says that it's grace through faith. Amen? It's grace through faith. So we talked about how, praise God, there's all this grace. Matter of fact, it's an infinite amount of grace, isn't it? Wonderful. And faith is that conduit. It's like that pipeline, praise the Lord, that brings that grace into our life. That all-powerful grace that is our all-sufficiency in all things, all ways, that we would superabound to every good work. It's all there, right? And we know that faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. That's why we need to hear the whole counsel of God. Because I don't want to be sipping grace through a pixie straw. I want this waterfall of grace, praise God, just whomping on me. Amen? Amen. Swimming in it. See, that's why you don't just put your toe in it. You don't put your ankle. You don't get in along. Just get out there and disappear. Disappear into the grace of God. People see you. Man, my goodness. Don't remember that person's name, but, you know, I'm just going to call her Jesus Lady, like brother said. Amen. That's good. See, don't get so caught up. Well, he didn't remember my name. Huh? Who's written on you, huh? Are you the Lord's? I think that's the name we should be interested in. Amen. Whew, boy, he's heavy today, isn't he? All right now. But see, faith is the conduit of grace to our lives. But prayer, hallelujah, is the conduit of our faith back to the throne of grace. It is. That's truly the grace for grace. It just circles back. It's all that supplying from the head. And then praise God, as I'm hearing that wonderful word of God and receiving all that grace, I just give him all that thanksgiving back, just like Paul was talking about here. Continue in prayer. And praise God, as it says again, and be alive and active in prayer with thanksgiving. Amen. See, when you really pray in that love that begins to get shed abroad in your heart, it's just thankful prayer. It's even thankful when you're in a trial. It's thankful when you're in a sorrow because you know that you have a throne of grace to go to. You're not just crying out going, oh, why, God, why'd you do this to me? See, that's not it. That's not the love of God. It's, Lord, because of grace and because of the faith that you've put in my life, I understand these things. I don't count them strange. I don't think them strange, this fiery trial I'm in. And Lord, I know by your grace that you're building, hallelujah, the greatest of glory and the greatest of treasure for you someday, for eternity, for me to be with you and to enjoy with you. You're growing me up, hallelujah. I'm counted worthy, thank the Lord, that I can suffer for your sake, that I can suffer together with you, that I would reign and rule jointly together with you, that I would be glorified together with you, hallelujah. That's the prayer, hallelujah. That's the prayer in the Holy Ghost. Because see, the Holy Ghost is the only one that can bring that knowledge and bring that peace and bring that love and bring that joy in your life in anything that you face. And it's going on here, and I've seen it in these trials with these different ones. I thank the Lord again in these, as the world would see them as tragedies and events that, oh my goodness, it's just so awful. But God. See, but God and His Word, and He brings that to you. And it's that pipeline of faith that brings all that grace to your life. That causes you to be the person that you could never be. Causes you to be the person you never even imagined. has you in a situation where you know you're done. You've ceased of your own work. And praise be to God, that's right prime for the very power of Christ to rest upon you. Oh, yes. Yes. See, I always thought, see here, that believing was faith. But see, believing not necessarily is faith. It's true. And in the Word of God, He tells you this. See, I can believe something that's not true. Matter of fact, most people believe a lie. Because the majority of the people on this planet don't believe that Christ Jesus is their Savior. So whatever they're believing is a lie. Do you see that? And it's the truth. But see, that's where prayer and prayer, the prayer of faith in Jesus' name, is so on the mark. Because it is believing. And prayer is what turns faith on. It does. Prayer turns faith on in your life. It opens up the spigot of faith in our lives. If you want faith alive in your life, I mean really alive in your life, ask the Lord to allow you to increase in prayer. I would say the vast majority of the folks that have come into this place today truly have a very good understanding of the paramount truths of Paul's gospel. Thank the Lord. An understanding. But the thing that we battle with often is it alive and living. Amen? Is it powerful? Is it our rejoicing? And see, brothers and sisters, we know that that's only going to come through love and the anointing power that's on life. That's prayer. That's praying. That's continuing in that prayer. It's not just, see, you don't get it just sitting in a class, taking tests and saying, well, I checked this off and I know who did this at this time and I know what this name means and I can see all these types and examples and all of that. And that's good. But unless it's turned on and unless it's lit up, it's not going to happen. You might know it here, but you're not living it here. That's what prayer does. It really does. That's why you need to be praying, as God said, and you are that anyways because He's built you for that. Praying always, continuing in it, worshiping, thanking Him, hallelujah, that your mind is captivated with the thoughts of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And see, it is, it's the prayer of faith. It's the two together. It's faith and prayer expressed to Jesus that, Lord Jesus, I believe you. I believe you because you love me. I believe you because you love me. And that's really, if you get down to it, what prayer is. It's love. If you think about prayer, and you think about what's the most intense and the precious prayer in your life, it's worship. It truly is worship. Worship isn't a band sitting up here and playing and getting you to sing until you blew in the face and mesmerized about how many times you sang a song. Music can be part of worship, but I'm talking about the worship where you're drawing nigh unto Him in fervent love to kiss Him. Amen. That's what worship means. Never forget that. Worship is drawing nigh to your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in fervent love to kiss Him, to thank Him, to praise Him for who He is, what He's done, what He wants you for Him, praise God, to grow up into. What He's already, again, He's blessed you with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens of Christ. He has given you everything. You have it. And He wants this love, again, this conduit, this prayer of faith and believing. The prayer, as it says even, in the Holy Ghost. Why does it talk about praying in the Holy Ghost? Do you ever think about that? Because again, the Holy Ghost, the one that takes the love of God and sheds it abroad in your heart. He's a lover. The Lord's a lover. He just wants that love. He wants that praise. And see, with the Holy Ghost and the fullness of it in our life, we're praying and we're asking for things that are in accordance with the depths of the gospel of Christ. Yea, the deep things of God by the Spirit. That's how you begin to pray. It's wonderful to be around a bunch of children. It is. I love kids. But no offense, I don't want to be around kids all the time. That's why when you marry someone who is of age, that's mature, that has those like interests, all of that, that you can fully enjoy. That's why the Shulamite, it says about her in the Song of Solomon, she had a little sister. And the little sister was all giddy about getting married and all these things, but she couldn't get married because she wasn't developed. Talked about even her physical being. She was just a little kid. All the potential there, but she wasn't grown up. Readied for the wedding is always going to be a lamp that is full of oil. Burning. Loving. And this is why, praise God, in all the things that we've heard, it's still got to be by His Spirit. It is. That's why He wants you to, again, and I thank God for it, that in part of that praising Him in spirit, that fullness of the Holy Ghost, that He's given us that precious language. Because I don't know about you, but the only time I ever really get frustrated is, Lord, I can't adequately tell you how much I love you, how incredible you are, how amazing your grace is to my life. How over and over I watch and I sit there and I say, Lord, I should have been taken out so many times. And I do, and I rejoice the same for your life. I look there and I think, oh my goodness, what are you doing? But there's God, and He so loves you, and He just comes at you over and over and over and over and over and over and over, and He never stops. And He said, oh, I've circled you out, honey. Your life's never going to sit right until you fully yield. And I'm never going to give up. I'm going to be right there all the time. Oh, and that just ravishes my heart. It breaks my heart. It just makes me so overwhelmed with His faithfulness to me and His love and His desire for me. For me. I don't know how He does it. I know He does it for everybody. But I'm telling you, He does it for me. Oh, my. Oh, my. But prayer is love. Know that. It is. Every child of God's very first prayer. Every child of God's very first prayer. It was the same one. It was the prayer of love. It was, Jesus, come into my heart. I was talking to a little boy in my office here a moment ago. And just telling him about Jesus. Telling him about how wonderful it is to accept Jesus into your life. And that, you know what? You're old enough. And he knows. I know he knows it. Jesus loves me. That's the prayer of love. Isn't that how you hit your knee every time, dummy? Why do you hit your knee? People that go in there, oh, you know, Lord, I haven't bothered you very much. And you know, like some good thing, you know. But I got a problem. Don't go to the Lord like that. Hit your knees and, Lord, I know you love me. Let's just get over whether I deserved it or not, because we know the answer to that one. I deserve your love because of your blood. And I'm bold in the blood of Jesus. I want my eyes completely like the cherubim fixed on the mercy seat of the blood. See, if I start looking anywhere else, I know I'm going to get messed up in my head. I'm going to be otherwise minded. I'm going to waver. But when I look at that blood, I know it's mine. I know because of what Jesus did on the cross, it's mine. I know, praise God, that the Father receives me just like my precious Savior who shed that blood so freely for me. I believe all because of the grace of God. You shed it for me. It's mine. And I'm accepted in the Beloved. I'm not just allowed to come in. I'm embraced all the time. I'm hugged. I'm doted upon. Oh, my goodness. It's amazing. And it's always. Do you know that it's always? I'm looking at some sweet parents out there, and I know you've had some ornery kids. But you love them. You love them so much. And the Father just wants us to so freely take and to be who He has so freely made us in His Son. In His Son. Oh, my goodness. When you pray, it's love. It turns everything on. Do you know when you hit your knees in Jesus' name, do you know the love of God that's radiating through the throne room at that time? That's not just some fanciful thought. That's exactly how it is. When you say, Jesus, do you know the glory that's going on right now in the throne room? Again, for this time of sweet praise to Him. That it's all to His glory. That it is all to Him. Want that for your life. Don't want that just on a Sunday. It isn't just exclusive to this place when we come. It's in your car. It's in your office right next to Beelzebub's brother that offices next to you. Come on. Huh? Don't be caught up in that stuff. Oh, no. And I'll tell you, if that love really transpires in your life, when that full love really gets a hold of you, going back to our text in closing today, you know, there were some mighty prayers prayed in the Old Testament. Talked about a little bit on Friday night. Mighty prayers. I love Hannah's prayer for that son. Wasn't that sweet? I love Moses' prayer. David's prayers, all of those different ones. So amazing, wonderful. Believing God, absolutely. Lord, there's nothing hard for You. I believe You and count You faithful for it. But brothers and sisters, prayer was even transformed in the New Testament. It was. That better thing to us is in everything. Everything. And we have been given the ability because of the Holy Ghost to pray in the fullness of the love of God. Oh, yes. I'm talking about Holy Ghost reigning prayer. I'm talking about the love gushing out of your heart prayer, just like Paul is praying here. Oh, yeah. In Colossians, in Romans, in Ephesians, in Philippians. Matter of fact, in every single epistle that the Holy Ghost wrote through him, all of that precious love. But you'll notice here that, especially in Paul's prayer, he's not praying in a sense. Now, don't get me wrong in this. Everything in prayer. Everything. That means everything. But you'll notice here, it went past praying for food or money or things. He was asking for more love. He was asking for more of the depths of the knowledge of the love of God. He would ask for more faith. He would ask for more yielding to the doctrine of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And he would ask for the opportunity, Lord, bring me just one. And he prayed all these things, brothers and sisters, not only for himself, but he prayed it for every runner on the race course. That's what's beginning to go on here. Do you know that? That's the glory to glory to glory. That's it. It's the love of God growing. So, we know that we've been made vessels of praise. Amen. We know that the Lord encourages us to pray always and by grace to be alive and active in it. For Christ in you, the hope of glory. Let's let Him reign. Huh? Let's let Him reign. When we pray today, let Him pray. Let Him. You have some stuff to pray about today that He's placed on your heart? Let Him pray. Let the great high priest make that offering. You going to believe it? Let's bow our heads.
Oh, my beloved, it is not some small thing that I'm asking to occupy until I come. Be occupied with me. Be occupied with my word. Be occupied with prayer and love and the Holy Spirit. Draw nigh unto me, and I'll draw nigh unto you. Come boldly to the throne of grace. I love you.
Father, thank you again in Jesus' name for your great grace and all the grace you've given to us in your Son. Help us to continue to desire to pray for more of this truth and this precious love, God, to be fully shed abroad in our hearts. We thank you for this time. We give your Son all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.